I like the Jerry Lewis version where he's like,
"That's tomorrow."
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
I read books.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Man, that was an embarrassing thing to say, Burrito.
Yeah, a little cringy.
I read books.
Comic books.
Yeah, I do read comics.
That's okay.
Books.
That's not as embarrassing as telling the world you read books.
I was just reading one before the show started.
Wow,
actually.
He's just masturbating before the show.
They still have tits in there, or have the women come in and ruin that?
No, there's titties.
Good.
How about like supersuits? Have they gotten less risque over time?
Nah, man, they've gotten better over time.
This one just is pussy out.
They just keep cutting holes in there.
Pussy out, like, that's her fucking superhero name, Pussy Out Broad.
P.O.B.?
P.O.B. Oh, no, it's the P.O.B. Everybody's going to get drained. Drained.
Yeah, we were talking about drainage before the show.
Because this is like 1700s London, Pussy Out Broad, and she drained them with an apostrophe T.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know, burned and burnt.
No, I know that, but so she's in London town.
Uh-huh.
And she's
in the 1700s, 1800s. Yeah, she's she's a superhero.
But why did you pick London in the 1700s?
Because I said drained.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was backfilling some canon, dude.
I see. All right.
Drained.
So, yeah, okay. You said a word in a weird way, and then you created a whole story around the way you said the word.
So that it would be correct way to say it. Yes.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
All right. Pussy out, broad?
Pussy out, broad.
Pub?
Pob.
Pob. Pussy out, yeah.
All right, burrito.
Burrits, what are we doing?
I can't say this.
Why?
I can't say it.
It's against his religion, so I'll say it. Hypothetical meta-analysis.
It's right through the heart.
Shot through the heart!
I mean, well, you're saying this isn't going to be a meta-analysis?
But would it be a hypothetical meta-analysis?
It would be a hypothetical scenario that we can discuss.
Jesus.
Why isn't it a hypothetical meta-analysis? Like, it's not really a meta-analysis.
I mean, we're aggregating our scores, aren't we?
No.
All right, let's get into
a survey.
It's still one study.
What do you got, burrito?
There was a question proposed to us. A scenario, if you will.
A Sanrio.
Yes. And that scenario is successful people without any malice will credit their success largely to their own hard work and ingenuity and therefore contribute less to maintaining the very circumstances that made that success
ooh,
possible.
Oh, sex possible.
In the first place.
So you're talking about like they're not going to give back to helping the community and help someone else be successful? Is that what you meant, Arthur, when you did this? Not to dox you, but you're the one that asked this question.
I didn't write this.
Where did you read this? Were you like fucking thumbing through the Wall Street Journal?
No, I was thumbing through Burrito's books, man, and they got into this.
Okay.
Art's taking psychology 101.
Oh, it sounds like to me it's written about like a CEO or something that, you know, maybe has gotten successful and then decides that their employees don't really matter and then doesn't treat them very well, doesn't give them good things, and then they all leave and then the business goes under or something, right? I mean, that's kind of what I see reading through the scenario here. Uh-huh. Is that what?
I think the scenario is like everyone's equivalent in this scenario. Therefore, like what kind of success you have, like, or starts kind of at the same place, right? Like, we all have this equal chance. Like, we all join this company at this same time, and then you do your thing. You're, like, either a hard worker or you're not a hard worker. You carry the habits that you do, and you get recognized for whatever you accomplish kind of thing, you know? And mm-hmm. that would be equivalent to success, right? So when you think about like where someone is and where someone isn't, then that's, you're judging that on yourself, not on what got you there in the first place. If that makes mm-hmm. any sense.
I don't know.
I'm reading it kind of how Burrito read it.
Like there's someone like higher than someone else?
No. That like the people who are successful maybe don't recognize what either opportunities were presented to them or things like right. that helped to that them achieve that success.
Yeah, but also just like giving back to that rather right. than just focusing in on themselves.
Is this a tipping thing?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
What made you bring this up?
I just saw it and I was like, damn, Rita would have something to say about this.
But then it's turned into something else, which is this was just the prompt. This isn't really what we're talking about, right? Essentially, this is like, we're talking about Locus of Control.
Locus.
Yeah,
Locus.
I mean, there is a theory behind this. It's like attributional theory. So it's measured on a continuum.
Hang
right?
on, Rita.
Yeah?
Let me ask these guys real quick. Do you have your seatbelts on?
Oh shit, hold on. I'm strapped in.
Get ready for this ride.
I'm strapped in.
All I remember attribution theory from college.
Yeah. Continue, please. Yeah,
all it means is that this is measured on a continuum. So you have an external locus of control or an internal locus of control. So, you know, you have a tendency to attribute your success or failures to things that happen outside of you. So like luck or, you know, circumstance, you know, people that are helping you along the way, or you have an internal locus of control, which is where you generally say that your success and failure is due to just you,
right?
You know, and your hard work and maybe, you know, the things that you know and that kind of stuff.
So one end, you don't think you have any control. If you don't think you have any control, then you're almost like, what, conspiratorial or like everything is...
You just rely on fate. At least that's how I feel.
Deterministic.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah. It's like you have a destiny and you're just going to fall into it by no matter what you do, you're going to end up there.
And on the other end, you have like a God complex where you're just you're in control of control.
The extremes of this continuum are pretty unhealthy. Like you really should, to have a healthy kind of understanding of your success and failures, you should probably be somewhere in the middle.
Yes.
You know, where, yeah.
Trump. Was I in the middle technically? My percent? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
you talk about scores as test first.
Beaded curtain here. Yeah, yeah. So
beaded curtain. We did our own research.
Hey,
listener.
Cars running.
Hey, new listener.
I found a free.
We did some research. Okay?
Also, new listener. This is not what if you're expecting this week to week. Guess what? This is the first time we've ever had a discussion about this.
Any kind of discussion at all, actually. We're usually just yelling over each other.
Yeah, and
to no avail.
I am dying to figure out a way to inject some cum into this conversation, and I haven't been able to. But I'll find.
He's edging it.
I'm edging.
Listen, he's trying to inject it.
Okay, so we took a test.
Hey, the longer you edge, the better.
That's what
I
they
found
say.
A free test online that measures. It's supposed to measure where you fall in this continuum.
Could you edge for a whole day?
I sent it to the guys.
Like if you had a weekend. To yourself.
I don't know how y'all got through 45 questions, honestly.
47.
We were determined, man.
No.
We wanted to impress you.
We only did it because you did it.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Like we believe in you, man.
Like I read back.
I'm a leader.
You posted the thing, right? And then I read back. I'm like, oh, he did it. God damn it. Were we all supposed to do it? So I just went ahead and did it.
And then Jim and I told everyone that if you want to do it.
I put everybody on blast.
Yeah, and then I said, okay.
I was like, hey, you want to talk about this shit?
I guilted them into doing research for you.
I was also curious because like
bi-curious.
I was bi-curious, but that irregardless of that, I was curious because anyways.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of there's no free will kind of guy. So I'm interested in the idea of free will. So this kind of like touches that a little bit. So that's why I looked it up.
All right, Brito. Lay it on the listener.
I got a 44.
Wow.
So the scale goes from 0 to 100.
Zero
and,
being?
The smaller number being internal locus of control and the higher
complex.
Number being external.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm
destiny.
Dumb.
So 0 is God complex.
100
is
nothing. Destiny.
The opposite.
Oh, no, I think I said that wrong then.
0 is external.
External. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the closer to 0 is like...
That makes more sense to me.
So 0, yeah. 0 is like you have no
deterministic.
Control.
Right.
Like it's all laid out
and then
for you
100...
Already.
Is God complex?
It's like,
God
you
complex.
Control that shit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's do this.
First of all, dude, I quibble with the methodology.
Some of the questions.
Sure, I mean...
Sure.
Off the top. Hey, listener, if you want to find out the questions, go to freelocus.com. freelocus.com.
I mean, the questions aren't like always like very precise.
There's a lot of extreme questions.
Extreme, like never, always.
Yeah, never was a hot.
Also.
Yeah, but that's part of it.
I know, but it's.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lure. I get it. But I stay kind of, so, I just carved so around you the use twos the and
continuum
fours.
Of,
I always carve around twos and fours. I never go down the middle.
I try not to go down the middle.
I avoid the fucking middle.
But I almost always end up in the middle.
No, man.
I'm Malcolm.
So generic ass shit, dude. That means you don't have an answer.
It's
also,
true.
Also, some of it, like, I need, like, caveats out the ass, dude. Enter. I mean, like,
clarification,
you know,
is what you want.
If there's no free will, that, I mean, it's just like, I think that I have a certain amount of control. But up to a certain point, I don't. Like, I can't control my genetics. I can't control how intelligent I am. I can't control any of that.
I think you can control your intelligence.
Your capacity for intelligence?
I think you can grow it.
Isn't the intelligence the capacity?
That was one of the lines of questioning, which was, you know, is intelligence learned or is it all genetics?
Certainly that mostly was, genetics.
Yeah. I don't know, mostly.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I bet it's
you think
a generous mix.
A generous mix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, see,
yeah.
I mean, like, it's also like a spectrum.
The point of it, though, is, well, no. But see, the point of it, though, isn't if it's true or not. It's
right.
What you believe.
Think of it, right.
Yeah. Do you agree or disagree with what I'm saying?
That's,
Yeah.
There's no
so
right.
So Burrito had a 44, which feels wrong.
That he's closer to what? Luck, destiny,
no,
fate?
Yeah. He's deterministic.
Yeah.
But by a little bit.
I see that in him.
Yeah, me too. Not by, you know.
Well, Brian, Gemini Jackson, we haven't heard your scores yet.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I see myself as a little bit deterministic because I don't...
Why don't you tell us your score first?
No.
He's got to tease
Hold
it.
Up.
I got to tease it, dude.
Listen, he's edging, okay?
So I'm a little deterministic, not in like the God sense, but in the sense that like I have very little to do with the brain I was born with
your
and the
bad
parents.
Brains.
My bad brains, the parents I was born with, all this.
The fact that your dad won't let you be gay.
The fact that my dad refuses to let me just even taste one tip.
One tip. Hey,
please.
I just want the salt off one tip.
Yeah,
I just want the salt off one tip.
I can't taste my own tip. You think I'm endowed?
Have you ever tried to taste your own tip?
It doesn't
taste like
anything. You can just kind of transfer it with like a baby wipe or something.
You know you can't taste your own flavor, right?
Is that
transfer it with a baby wipe?
Try it out.
True.
Try it out.
That seriously cannot be true.
Tell us next week.
Dude, so if I eat my own
Dragon
shit,
Ball
dude.
Z.
Not just
it
your own
It doesn't
smack.
Taste like anything.
Oh, dude.
You'd eat your own smack?
All right,
I got
so,
60, dude.
Hey,
we were like in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you have art?
It was like a 56, wasn't it?
I had a 61.
Wow. We must.
But then it
God
told me that. I felt like it told me that I should take more credit for things.
It told me too. Why is this fucking
generic line?
Why is this thing tell? It's like a fortune cookie or something.
I think
or like
if you hovered between like 40 to 80, kind of,
you
get the same
everybody.
Shit.
That makes
but if
sense.
You got like below that, like out of the average ranges,
why is the psych test giving me life advice?
Because you took the psych test on lifeadvice.com.
I wanted some clarification.
Okay, so this wasn't like harvard.edu or anything.
No.
I didn't even look at it. I didn't even look at the
it was
source.
Harvard.com. Glenn Harvard.
Damn, it was Dr. Wesley Burrito.
Is Dr.
PhD.
Glenn's come, dude?
Yeah.
Dr. Glenn Harvard?
Yeah. Dr. Glenn Harvard.xxx. Not great. All
not
right.
Taken.
So,
should I register it?
No, it's cool. Tell us a little bit more, Burrito.
We're in the normal range, I would guess. We're all pretty normal.
Yeah, I think we're probably
average humans,
kind of
you'd say.
There.
You're the outlier amongst
us.
And on this in Slam City Radio, dude. Ooh. You're insane.
44?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You're off the charts.
We all were in the...
You like
the,
to roll the dice.
We're in the ballpark.
Wait, so it's hard for me to remember this stuff. So 44 means that you are... Compared to us, you're more deterministic, you think?
Yeah, I guess
externally control.
External. So I guess generally I would tend to thinking that, you know, I didn't really do things on my own. Or that my successes, see, because you're talking about success and failure,
mm-hmm.
right? So generally, if we just focus on success, people who have external locus of control would probably attribute their success to other people. They don't think that they could, that they achieve that without help or, you know, their circumstance kind of thing. So as you go further down, those people probably have pretty low self-esteem. And as you go further up, you probably have higher self-esteem in terms of success.
Just
right?
A sucker.
I'm bad at taking these surveys and I'm bad at taking like these sort of tests because sometimes I'm like, well...
I know what you want to hear.
No, not that I know what they want to hear, but I know what is probably more true. And it's like, I can't just tell them how I feel most of the time. I'm just like, oh, well, of course, I'm not like an island. So of course other people have been involved. So I'm like thinking about the question rather than just telling them how I feel on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. So I think that's not good for the test.
Yeah, it generally works better if you don't think about it as much, if you just kind of go with your gut feeling on it. Oh, so in terms of failure, you know, same kind of thing. If you have an external locus of control,
something got in the way.
Yeah, you might say, well, you know, that wasn't all my fault. You know, it was
because
of this.
I wasn't stuck in fucking traffic.
Kind of thing.
I would have got my dick sucked. Yeah, that kind
of
stuff.
I was late because of all of these things, not because I'm a piece of shit.
I believe in that.
I believe in being piece of shit.
I think my biggest beef with the questions, dude, is why did it ask if I was gay, dude? Did they ask you guys?
47 times.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Those were cookies. Those were fucking browser cookies.
I already answered
that shit
this.
Didn't show up on mine.
Yeah. Somewhat agree completely.
Yeah. It basically asked me until I told the truth, which is agree. Like, strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
I was like, fine. You want the fucking truth?
You can't handle the
truth.
Glenn? GlennHarvard.com.
Anyway, sorry. What were you saying? Brito.
Yeah, so, but if you're the other way, then you might, you know, tend to blame yourself for failures.
I do blame myself. Here's the thing. I blame myself for my failures, but my successes I attribute for outside help.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. And it could be situational. I mean, this is just one theory of attribution, right?
I guess I'm like the piece of shit who that you were talking about earlier, which is I take more credit for my successes than failures. I'm that guy, dude. Sorry.
Well, unless I do something completely by myself, I'm always like, which is rare. I'm always like thanking the team.
Do you have some examples there that would like sway it? Because it seemed like there was enough questions to where everybody would just end up in that middle range no matter what. To me, that's what it seemed like.
What are you getting?
I'm saying like how can you sway people to be in like the 0 to 10 percentile or like the 90 to 100?
I think someone has to be mentally ill or like a psychopath to get into
those. Well, psychopathy is a mental illness.
That's true. But I like to attribute the psychopathy to them as a person.
What percentage of the human population does that make up, Burrito?
It's on the edges of the bell curve. 5%?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Just pick a number.
5%.
5%. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
1 out of 20? Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I hope
I mean,
not.
There's like, yeah, well,
that means
okay.
Someone in this building.
Just because they're like a psychopath doesn't mean they're successful. There's a lot of psychopaths that you know that are just like...
God, I'd love to know who amongst...
Like homeless people.
Oh. Who amongst us.
But wouldn't that be crazy if you found out who was like a clinically proven psychopath?
Who?
I'm just saying if you knew someone in your life and you're like, fuck, I knew that.
Fuck, I knew that. He just never went to the doctor.
Actually, Gemini, haven't you said that you might be a psychopath?
I might be a psychopath.
God, dude, right in our midst, dude.
Right? I mean, they say 1 in 4.
Why do you think you might be one? Is this too personal?
A little bit personal, but
okay,
I mean...
Okay, J-Mark cut it. Do you feel empathy?
Oh, yeah, for sure, but it's a mixed bag.
Okay.
It means...
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Are you going to kill anyone, though? It kind of scares me.
But do you have the capacity to kill somebody?
I mean, if I was pissed enough and if there was a reason...
You know, I thought about that like, question no for reason, the four of us,
right?
And I think all of us could say yes.
If what?
All of us could kill someone.
Yeah.
No, but you're saying
no
reason.
Qualifiers. It's just like, there's a person here.
Is there...
No.
They would like to die.
They would like to die? That's a different thing. That's not... That's, you know...
I mean, it takes a certain fortitude to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Do normal life rules apply?
Maybe psychopathy is just fortitude. Did you ever think about that?
Gusto, you say?
Yeah, gumption.
Commitment. Eye of the tiger. It's...
Dude, I love our synonym.
Tagging. Synonym tagging.
Yeah, where we went,
one
we just went through like four
one person
synonyms.
Put some cinnamon on it, and the other person keeps going.
Anyway, so what else do we got to say about this? So we wrap this up. Locus of control.
We are all in the range of normal.
Is this social psychology?
Probably.
No,
probably
man, it's normal. Hypothetical meta-analysis.
It's just regular psychology.
Oh, okay, it's not social psychology.
It
social psychology?
It doesn't
I don't know. I don't know what that is. There's sociology and there's psychology.
There's
I guess
also
there's social
HMA.
Psychology.
HMA?
HMA. Yeah.
What's that?
Hypothetical meta-analysis.
Oh, yeah. Which is the highest form of sociology psychopathy in the world.
It's a hard dude, most psychology is a soft science, but HMA is a hard science.
It's even more hard science than physics, baby.
That's right, dude. Rock
HMA,
hard.
You ever
rock
been to the HMA science. Awards? Damn. They give out gold to scientists at the HMA Awards.
Iron pyrite, dude.
Fuck,
I mean, not pyrite.
Pyrite's for that other fake sciences like physics, like chemistry, like stupid-ass geology.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
I think I got a hard science.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Meadwad?
Meat waddle.
All right, moving on. We got Art the Arbiter. Another Arthur places an online pickup order at Whataburger. Around the same time, this Arthur does. Dun, dun, dun. So you're all sitting at the drive-thru.
No, I wasn't in the drive-thru.
Parked in front of each other.
Nah, man. I went in to go collect.
Oh, he said,
did y'all fight?
Nah, man.
He said, I'm the Art here.
We crossed paths. It didn't even happen.
Like two ships in the night?
Kind of.
So they're like, okay, Art. I got an order for Art.
No, I go up there and I say, order for Arthur.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's even worse than I expected.
Empty Whataburger. There's no one in there except the employees.
No, there's another person in there, and his name is Arthur.
No, there's someone else that put their order in about that same time.
Oh, I see.
Pick it up until after I got there.
But it had the same name as you?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
The odds.
Wait, so did you get your order and they got...
No.
No.
They fucking marched up there, and I guess my order was ready about that time that guy marched up there. And he got my order.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
but see, you check the bag.
And I was sitting around with my dick in my hand
The worst part.
15 minutes. I was like, I'll give him a little more time because this is Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a long time.
There's a bar.
Warder.
You're there.
I want to guarantee it's the place where you would sit in the drive-thru the longest.
Yes. Yes, because any other place you're driving
that's
off.
True.
You're like, oh, it's only been 20 minutes
at Whataburger. Well, they don't even do that. They don't even let that happen.
Yeah, because it should be against the law.
Whataburger's the only place that lets that happen.
Yeah, it's
to where
wild.
People are like,
Whataburger doesn't give a fuck. Yes, I fall asleep in the drive-through.
I'll tell you why. They do fresh burgers. No other place is doing fresh burgers.
But I was just thinking about that with this whole bullshit. Is like, why does it have to take that long when you can get your online order about the same time as everyone else? You know what I mean? Like, why does a drive-through have to be delayed like that? Truth is, they don't.
It's marketing, man.
Yeah.
It's like Franklin's.
Probably.
But it's Whataburger.
It is.
Yeah.
Forced demand.
They forced shitty customer service, so you keep coming back because you like punishment, don't you?
Sadistic.
Little bitch. Wow. Little bitch.
Yeah, make me wait longer for my sandwich, daddy.
Yeah, dude. Maybe that's
what. Yeah, so they finally put two and two together, and then they came out with my order. Oh, let me backtrack real quick.
Please. Did you get to keep his order, too?
The thing that threw me off was that they finally had my order ready, and they gave it to me, and I already could feel it was wrong.
Light? Is that a light?
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely. After having waited. Oh, this was before.
It had the box. I didn't have a box on my order. You know what I mean.
Oh, wow. Somebody got chicken strips.
And I glanced over, and it wasn't my order. And I had to go march back in.
Like a dickhead.
I had almost gotten to my car.
Like a dickhead.
And I'm looking at it, and I was like, fuck.
Just sitting there with your dick in your ass, dude.
Yeah, man.
Well,
they should have given me that meal too.
Yeah, you should have just stuffed it in the car. Like, you didn't give me the right meal. On a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed were you?
Damn. I was like an 8.5. Wow.
Damn, you were lit.
I was like so on fire. I was going to type that email, dude.
Oh, wow.
And not
corporate?
Yeah, to fucking
to
corporate,
Mr. Burger
dude.
Himself? Yeah. Want a burger?
Arthur, I'll ask this question because I don't think Burrito's going to do it. But I'll do it because if you're at an 8, for this,
yeah, man.
What do you think? What do you think it was really about? What were you projecting onto the situation,
Mr. Wyatt Burger?
I just think it really came down to the intellect of those employees that day.
Okay,
and that's really what ticked me off about it.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
We are paying you $7.25 per hour. The fuck you fucking make? Number one, you're making me wait too long for that 7.25 an hour, okay? Listen, come in close. And then you fuck my shit up while we out here paying you $7.25 per hour.
Here's the difference between me and Gemini. Gemini thinks you could take this idiot, dude, this fucking idiot from Whataburger. Let's just say they're an idiot. I'm not saying they all are, but this hypothetical idiot
it doesn't even have to be hypothetical. It's
this particular idiot.
This real
Gemini could take this clay and mold them into an intelligent person. I say they're fucked from the beginning, fucked until the grave,
man.
Dude.
This is a careless mistake, I think.
This is a careless whisper. Oh, Jesus. Burrito's checking out his fucking neighbors.
What the? You got some binos, dude?
Yeah. Is your neighbor pussy out, broad?
Shit, duh. Of course, out of all of us, he would be the one with one of those on his desk.
Yeah, his neighbor's pussy out, broad, and Burrito runs pussy out blog. And if you go to pussyoutblog.com, it tells you if pussy out, broad has her pussy out. It's just yes or no. And it's always yes.
Just the watch page.
Yeah, and it has previous
pussy
posts.
Out, pussy out watch.
Previous posts of members area.
The problem with
a Patreon.
Oh, live stream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I want this existence.
We need to find the actress for Pussy Out Broad.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Actress is an interesting way to say it.
What would you call it, Brian? What would you call it, Brian?
A whore?
this is a Disney version.
What?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What do you mean?
Pussy Out Broad.
Those are dollar signs.
On Disney Plus.
But how could that possibly be?
I mean, there's Deadpool, you know?
That's not on Disney, though. What is Deadpool?
It's on Disney Plus.
They got rated R shit.
You're right,
now.
But it's in the Marvel category. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
but it's
Disney.
On Disney Plus.
So you're talking Disney umbrella, not just Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Not just Pussy Out Broad.
Pussy Out Broad.
If she was a Marvel character?
Deadpool's one thing, but Pussy Out Broad is a far cry.
Okay, what's your qualm with Pussy Out Broad?
Yeah. I got no qualms, dude. I'm talking on behalf of Disney, the narkiest of corporations, dude.
Where were we at, Burrito? Voice of Greason.
I feel like if you scroll far enough, that little plus in the Disney Plus kind of leans over and becomes an X.
Oh, shit. Yeah. XXX.
Disney X.
And then it brings the lights down and it's like Disney After Dark.
Disney Why can't this After be like
PG-13,
though?
How you doing, man?
Because it's Pussy Out Broad.
That's the only thing that's like...
It's a broad with her pussy out.
That's all that's iffy about it. Everything else...
Hey, look, she could be behind counters the entire time.
There's no beef. You don't see any beef.
And you can do clever ways where she's doing the splits and shit, but there's like a dude's head in the way.
Okay, so if you want to make this like...
Natural beams of light.
It's like
it's just
beams of light. Smoke.
It's an anime that translates to pussy out broad.
What about beeve out broad? Just to make it Bob. Just to make it
You're
more.
Fucking it up.
No,
you're fucking it up.
How do you want? You want to get it on Disney Plus or do you not want to get it on Disney
Plus?
She's
got like a cat mascot.
Okay.
Well, take it on Crunchyroll.
She's got a cat mascot. She's a cat girl.
Okay, I like that. I don't like it, but that's the only way you're going to get it on there, like Puss in Boots.
But she's coming out of the closet, so that's where the
pussy
out. No, it's pussy out broad.
What?
Like she's coming out.
What? Like she's gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
like
a message.
That. Yeah.
I might get the green light these days.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Don't get Uncle Brian started. Get him riled up.
I think the best way they could do it is like Gemini. Like Gemini was saying, where like every time you're just about to see something, like Say Goofy something. Walks by and he's like, "Oh, yuck.
Oh, damn, bro.
I don't think he can do the brush.
He just sniffs the air. He just sniffs the air.
Max is there like, "Dad, is her pussy out?" What's Max? Does anyone know how to do Max?
Who's Max?
His son?
The other Goofy character, the dark one, I guess.
Anyway, sorry. To cut the part where I mentioned
He wears
Max.
His hat backwards.
Yeah, he's cool.
This is cool.
He has baggy clothing.
And he skateboards.
So how would you guys feel if your online order was taken by someone else?
Oh, I wouldn't. I mean, I'd be pretty pissed.
It's two pissed off customers, not just me.
There's a point in my life when I would have been 8.5, but I'm trying to keep that shit below 4 nowadays.
Actually, recently, Arthur, I'm with you, dude. I've been going through the damn roof recently and...
Piping up?
I've been piping up.
So you're saying this is the straw that broke the camel's back?
Mercurial, dude.
Mercurial. Freddie Mercurial over here.
Damn.
But no, because I told you what I had for lunch recently that I had to wait I tried to use the app for the first time and I had to wait in a McDonald's lobby for 15, 20 minutes.
Lobby.
With your dick?
With my dick
in
my
ass. Why did you choose to pick up in the lobby?
I didn't. I had
the app was
when J-Mark,
busted.
When J-Mark edits this, he's going to go back and hear it. He's going to remember that the app fucked up. I had to go in.
It happens.
Huh? Hold on a second.
Okay.
He deserves it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Found objects. What's this?
All right, guys. Here's a scenario for all the slam citizens.
Okay.
You're walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you find a Bluetooth speaker on the ground under a tree.
Describe it.
Darth Vader?
It's a JBL.
Okay. Classic.
Charge 3.
Okay.
MSRP $99.95.
Oh.
All right.
What's your
handheld one.
What's your action?
Where are we?
You're like by your house.
And it's just on the street?
It's not on your street. It's like in your neighborhood.
You're walking around and someone had left their Bluetooth speaker by a tree.
Yeah.
I think if it's on someone's property.
Sidewalk.
It's not. It's in the park area.
Oh, like someone left it behind.
Right.
Damn.
By the Frisbee Golf.
If it was on the sidewalk or the street, I would take it, or I would leave it there and I would go for a walk later. If it was still there, I would give it a couple hours, a little cool down period.
Uh-huh.
Then I go back and then I grab it. But if it's in the park, someone's coming back for that shit.
It was overnight. What do you think? You see it first thing in the morning.
Are you saying that you took this?
I'm just sending it around.
Scenario.
Seeing who's picking up or who's putting down.
I think in the park. I don't blame you, dude. I don't judge you, but I'm just saying I would.
Maybe it's the park speaker.
Yeah. Maybe it's a park speaker.
Well, I never thought
of that, huh?
And no, like, I mean, anyone can just to connect tree. To it.
Wow. Anybody can connect to it. Yeah.
Yeah, what if it's a community speaker?
I mean, I feel like they should build it into the tree or something.
That'd be awesome.
Let me take this back, dude. I don't know what I would do. I'm saying my ideal self wouldn't take it, but maybe my shadow self would take it.
It just depends on how you're feeling at that day.
Yeah.
You said a JBL Charge 3? Let me look at it.
Maybe that'll sway me.
I'm trying to sell myself on this.
JBL Charge 3?
Oh, yeah, it's a little handheld, like, barrel.
Oh, yeah, the little... Yeah. I didn't know they were $100.
Yeah.
If I find one now... Yeah, I probably would do it. Probably, I'd hit it.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Was it the what color was it? The black one?
It was just black. Yeah.
What if it was a flashlight instead?
I'm not. And it didn't look like it was used. Flashlight on the guy. I don't care if it's used or not.
Yeah, because the problem is you never know if it is or not.
Right.
Well, see, the JBL is the same thing.
If a flashlight is in the wild, it's been used.
You'd still use a speaker after it's been tainted with like polka or something.
Polka? Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Oh man,
I mean, flashlight.
You know what? I'm just going to speak on behalf of the polka community. That was a low blow.
You're
that was a cheap shot.
Fuck polka!
That was a cheap
you're
shot.
You're punching
dude.
Down.
Fuck polka!
Punching down because polka is below everything else. So you're punching down.
You don't like polka music?
Fuck it!
I like an oompa beat.
Tip sipping.
Okay, here's the deal.
Here's a scenario. Here's a little Sanrio.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, real quick. Yeah. So everybody would pass up on this thing, or Gemini Jackson the only one that would pick up the speaker?
I think I'd pass, but who knows?
I would pass.
Burrito's passing, too.
The problem is, dude, it's easy to say you're...
No, I was picking it up.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, dude. Burrito, dude.
Look at this. We're just out here.
If I had to guess, man, and no offense, dude, but I thought you were going to be a law-abiding citizen. Tip simping, okay. Me and Jim and I go to this pizza place
pretty
for lunch sometimes.
Oh no, I
and
know where
every time there's a shorty there that works there. She's cute.
Man.
She's nice.
She remembers
us. She remembers us,
which is rare.
She remembers.
Money talks.
Okay,
but that's the thing.
But Jim and I has taught me. He's trained me not tip for counter service.
Yeah.
Do not ever tip for counter service. And I have not. Okay. We walk in there, dude. She's nowhere to be found. There's just the Mexican guy that's making the pizza back there. No offense, burrito. No offense for mentioning the guy was Mexican.
Yeah.
Anyways, no. So there's just a guy, and he's
Mexican motherfucker.
He's very nice.
Very nice.
Been served by him before.
No,
right?
No. We've never.
Every
he's
time
always
we go,
back there.
It's the shorty.
It's the shorty.
Okay.
Who, you know, for people who are, for people who have the bingo card, she's also Mexican, if you just want to, like, write it down.
I'm taking it noted!
I mean, she's some kind of Mexican. I don't know if she's from Mexico, Mexican. But
she was Colombian.
She might be Colombian, not Mexican. But.
Yeah. She's the Colombian Mexican.
Could be.
But so we go in there, she's not there.
Or the
so,
Peruvian Mexican.
That's right.
There's maybe a lot the of Cuban Mexican.
I mean, we could just go through all of them if you want.
I like Cuban Mexican.
Just roll the dice.
Brazilian.
They're from the island.
Ecuadorian.
Argentinian.
You get it.
So, Brazilian.
Uruguayan.
Spanish.
Cambodian. Mexican.
Portuguese. No.
Portuguese.
Paraguay.
No.
Paraguay.
Croatian. Uruguay.
Nicaraguan.
Oh, well, hold on,
dude. That was accurate, dude.
Oh, no.
Nicaraguan.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Nicaraguan.
Okay. Me and Jim and I went in, and she was nowhere to be found. And
she's
then
nowhere to be found.
We're thinking, like, where the fuck is she? And I said, she's taking a shit. She's taking a fat shit.
A fat fucking shit.
Because the guy, the pizza maker, had to come and take her order.
Yeah, and I guess he never works the register, so he just, like, instead of putting it into the little square system, he just writes it down.
Yeah, like we're in 1992.
And then Brian's
like, you're at a pizza parlor.
No,
they still
and then
do
Brian's
that shit.
Like, do I pay for this now or just when I get my food?
Yeah. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, all that to say, I just wanted to set up that she was shitting.
She was shitting.
She was shitting, but she came in and then there was something about the fact that she remembered us.
It's that fresh shit look.
It must have been because
she was 10 pounds lighter.
Because
when they have that relief, like,
Yeah, the pheromones. Like it's a brand new day.
The glow of the shit. The
Are you saying glow? Her pool hall hasn't closed yet?
What does that mean?
It's still forming back.
Still airing out.
Pool, I thought you said pool hall.
Yeah, her pool hall.
That's where you put all the pool balls.
You put your pool balls in the pool stick. Pool stick.
I don't know. Okay, let's just put the shit thing aside because it may or may not have anything to do
with
it.
It's not a shit thing. But it's whether her butthole was open or not.
Maybe. But
it's not a shit thing.
But I just wanted to put that detail in case it has something to do with it later. But anyways, I'm paying for my food and something in me was like, something maybe I should tip her. There's something
tip
about her.
Tip him.
Tip her.
He's the one that's hurting.
I know.
It.
I should have wanted to tip him, but I wanted to tip her. I go to sit down.
Oh, wait. But the bottom line right now is there's no tipping on counter service. That's the rule.
And I didn't tip, but I wanted to. Oh, and then I go to
you
sit down.
That yet.
Then Jim and I pays. Oh, and no. I sit down and I type in tip simping to our Slack. And then Jim and I says, I almost did too. So there was something about her, and I'm thinking maybe it is the post shit glow.
It was the post shit glow. That made us want to tip simp.
Just because we liked her, we just wanted to tip her.
Or maybe she just like went to the bathroom and powdered herself off.
Or maybe she jerked off in the bathroom. Yeah,
she may have.
What if she double clicked her mouse real quick?
Yeah.
What does that
maybe
mean?
Maybe she had some.
Okay.
In case you're dumb like me, they're talking about her rubbing her clit with her finger twice.
What is this, amateur?
So what? So
I was saying like maybe she was like had some blush or flush, you know,
yeah.
And just or she misted the air.
Maybe she had to piss
like,
real bad.
Pussy out broad.
Yeah,
something in
it
the
might
air.
Have been a pheromone thing because we both want like she was some kind of stripper or something. It was like a stripper situation.
Which you've been like served by her before,
you know, I don't
right?
like, I don't like tipping strippers though.
No, I don't like it either. I'm just saying, but it's weird that we both had that impulse.
Yeah,
it's
maybe
the same
she was
impulse.
Just like extra nice or something. Yeah. But maybe there's something more.
Yeah,
it was
or,
probably the
you know
post shit glow. Huh.
Maybe the post shit glow is she was a little bit embarrassed because she knew that we knew, so she was like kind of like. Coy, she was like, oh, they know my shit. So she's kind of like vulnerable. There's something like vulnerable. We both wanted to pounce.
Yeah.
We felt it.
You know what would like get me real in there? About a buck, maybe $2.
And this, yeah, when she's being fragile like this, dude, in this state, we could have fucking double teamed her ass, dude.
Wow.
And the Mexican dude, he could have tapped in too.
Sure. After we was making tapped our in. Pies, though, because I'm going to be hungry after that. Jesus Christ.
At least get them in the oven.
Seriously. But not too long. Come on, man.
I can just leave them rolling at the end and pick them up later.
No, they just throw them in and they pull them out. It's a live oven. It's not the fucking conveyor.
Oh, it's by the slice.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking fresh.
So
ones.
He has to know.
Anyways, man, tip simping, don't do it, man. Even if they just shit. Even if they just got done
even
shitting,
if they're fresh shitted,
don't do it.
Counter service, no God, tipping. Where are we at, burrito? You following this?
Oh, no. Burrito's the worst.
Also, J-Mark, I just realized I've been tapping the table for about 45 minutes. Sorry about that. But anyways, burrito, you tipping? Counter service? He's probably tipping.
He's going to do the probably. Whole independent business thing. That's like they need every penny to survive.
I don't know that it's independent, but it's always the same two people.
It is.
But that location, you don't think it's independent?
The name doesn't feel independent.
No, it's not. I've seen them around.
Oh, yeah. Domino's. I've heard of that too.
Yeah.
By the slice.
That'd be nuts if you went to Domino's and you actually did see the same employee there more than one time.
Yeah, and for longer than a month.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be nuts.
True.
It's like, wow, I guess you're the general manager, right?
I can imagine please being like a hiring company or the service that runs that.
Yeah.
The department.
I bet they get paid well.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah,
dude,
for sure.
Domino's?
No. Not like the people who work there, but
the
people who
that,
have to do hiring
do
and training and shit.
Applications and call people up and all that shit.
Yeah, because that's got to be a fucking chore.
Where the fuck is this
half.
Train
Holy
going?
Shit. Oh,
fucking
this is going to the end
shit.
Of DXQ.
Oh, yeah. We're
that was it. That was everything.
Even if she's shitting, dude.
Uluteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Will you be diversified holdings? Flat rate. Oh, it's great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
At the top of the news, this grandma's dying wish was a giant dick on her grave.
Dick on the grave.
Got my dick in the grave.
Got the dick in the grave.
Wait, so
what about the details? Yeah, holy shit. So the grave of 99-year-old old lady who died is now topped with a huge penis and testicles weighing nearly 600 pounds.
Oh, a dumbass bitch, dude.
See, this title, this headline made me think she just wanted like an engraving of a dick on the headstone. But
yeah, the grave.
So this is like the actual headstone is...
Is the dick and balls?
Is the dick and balls? Are there pics? Is it safe for work?
Yeah. Yeah, is it safe for work? We don't normally pull stuff up if it's not safe for work.
No, we got the firewall.
600 pounds, then it's got to be like the whole thing. Like it's got to be a step. Oh,
it's a sarcophagus.
Is she in the dick?
Her in the dick. Yeah, it's like King Tut. You know his
feet stick out.
Instead of that, it's a dick.
Look at this. Oh my God! It's pink.
Oh wow! It's flesh tone. I didn't fucking even think about that.
But it's actually like the color of what a dog dick is.
Maybe she got a thing for dog dick.
Also, it looks like
a dicksicle.
Things 5.5 feet tall.
It does look like gum.
You guys sound impressed.
Hey, no offense, dude. This is a good looking dick, dude. No homo.
I mean, it's a smooth fucking dick, dude. They did it good work.
Shiny and stuff.
I like that they have it erect.
Is it proportionate?
Yeah, you're gonna have a fucking flaccid dick forever, dude.
Where the balls are like, you know, on the side, so it looks like an elephant.
Is there any vein detail?
No, they left that out.
There's a main vein.
That would have been crass.
To do what?
To have a lot of veins.
Not a lot, just like some main ones.
There's the main vein.
Yeah, but it's not really. I mean,
there's a urethra, but it's stylized. This is like a smooth dick, dude.
Yeah, man, that's a good looking dick. And the balls are taut.
Great for radio.
Yeah, I mean, they're up there. They're ready for breeding.
Why didn't they stay? This was erected over her grave.
It's because they're not good at words.
Hang on, did you guys hear that? It.
Wait, what did he say?
I have to throw him away.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just feel like you're insulting my co-host when you do that, you know?
Damn, Brian defended his bro.
White knight.
You know?
He's simping for the burrito.
No, I'm just saying, dude, just because he had it cocked and loaded. Loaded and cocked.
Okay, so the real issue, he's at an 8 right now. The real issue is you call him on that shit all the time, and he's trying to quell that.
Yeah, man.
He's trying to quell that. He's trying to normalize it now.
I actually thought about it maybe yesterday or two. The day before.
Tell us about it, Brian.
I had like an argument with you about it and everything, dude.
Who, Gemini?
Arthur. No, then you apologize. You said, hey, man, I was off you. I mean, generally speaking, this is a comedy podcast, so it's okay if you happen to craft a joke, even if it's not great. Let's say you have it in the chamber for about 10 seconds. That's not a big deal. And I said, Arthur,
dude,
hey, man.
Are you reciting something that hasn't even been released yet?
Arthur, we're fine, dude. I said, no, I accept your apology and I appreciate your humility.
Your candor.
And candor.
That sounds made up.
It was in my conversation in his head.
Oh, gotcha.
He prefaced it.
Damn, that was deep, dude. Speaking of deep, nudist shoots exhibitionist dead for etiquette breach.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Damn.
Shout through the heart.
You know what's worse than breaching etiquette? Shooting someone.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the etiquette,
at the beach.
Wait, what is, if shooting someone is a part of the etiquette?
Right. Like at a duel. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but I had a qualm with this story.
Okay, wait, what's the story? Sorry,
where was he hiding this gun?
There it is.
Beach bag. His beach bag. Come on.
Yeah, this is a nudist beach, and he had a gun. Where did he hide the gun?
Yeah, because
in his tent.
I mean, also
in his umbrella.
If he had a holster on, that's against the rules. That's against the etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nude beach, bruh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's up your ass.
It's no holster barred.
Okay, but now that I'm reading this description, I kind of understand what's going on. But go ahead.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Oh, well, it says that the geriatric nudist who shot the other guy, I guess, allegedly responded after the younger man played with his penis in front of a nude sunbather at a French beach.
But it's in front of a nude not like his girl or anything
like
that.
He was just
that.
Jerking off in front of everyone. People
How about calling the damn cops before you shoot him? I don't know.
Don't draw down. Yeah, let the cops draw
down.
Maybe
they had a good argument first, then he capped them.
That must have been. It must have been about something else.
And they were both naked looking at each other's dicks. That's crazy.
And he's like, let me finish. And he's like, I'll finish you off. Here, buddy, let me finish you off. And then he like drops to his knees. He's like, nah.
And their dicks are wagging and shit.
Dicks are wagging.
Dicks be wagging. Dicks
wagging. You guys ever see that TV show, Dicks a Wagon?
Dicks
a Wagon.
What about The dick wags the man.
Right. Wag the dick.
Wag the dick.
Speaking of dicks.
100-pound sailfish stabs woman, 73, on fishing
trip
in Florida.
What's up with all these old people stories?
Old people. There's just as many old people as there are babies.
Damn it. Impaled her in the groin. Imagine that shit.
Well, some groin pains.
Why are these fish running around with swords? Like, what's... Well,
oh no.
Hang on. Okay.
Alright, well, hold on. There you go.
You're knives.
Sailfish.
The sailfish charged towards the boat this broad was on and impaled her in the groin.
Wait, what did I think this fish was actually? A marlin?
A swordfish?
Marlin.
Marlin?
It's a marlin.
It just has a pointed nose that can stab with, right?
It's a marlin.
Sailfish got that big old thing on
mohawk.
The back.
Big ass mohawk.
Is that what stabbed her?
His face did.
Yeah,
he pooned her.
Oh, it's like a swordfish, which is also a marlin, I guess.
He pooned her poon?
He pooned her poon.
Damn.
Some poon on poon crime. Gosh. She was flown to a hospital nearby. What do you think?
Can you just imagine, just picture this little thing, this, what's it called?
Sailfish? Or granny poon?
They're pretty big. What's the thing on the 100 front? Pounds.
It's called a sword.
So just imagine the dorsal fin. I just saw it on Google. I didn't know that.
Is that what the dorsal is?
I don't think that's the dorsal fin. The dorsal fin is a mohawk.
They are predominantly blue to gray in color and have a characteristically large dorsal fin known as the sail.
That's
a
top.
Oh,
fuck. The umbrella on top.
They should lead with the fucking sword, though.
Tell us about the sword. What's
I don't
it
know.
Really
I'd
but its name is sailfish. They're leading with the sail.
Yeah.
Sail!
But just imagine it just a clean entry into the poon, dude. That's insane. And it goes out the back. Like,
right out
you
the
back. You think her
pistula?
She got a pistula.
Your fistula. Man,
a sea pistula.
A fistula, dude.
A fistula. A fistula. She got a fistula.
Dude, that was uncharacteristically qualified for you, dude.
Trademark that shit, Brian. Brian McFly, Adventure of the Fistula.
Here's the question, though, Arthur. Would you ever give yourself a badumcha?
I don't even know what a badumcha. Oh, hang on. I think I do.
Yeah,
you do?
He does.
All right. Well, that's fair, dude.
He's
that's
fair. Egalitarian badumcha.
I mean, if we were counting them all, I'd probably be right even with everyone else.
Okay, that's cool.
I might
dude.
Have sorry. The most.
Probably.
Chess robot grabs and breaks finger of 7-year-old opponent.
This is crazy.
Let's hear him out, dude.
Next
sentence.
No, this is great because Moscow incident occurred because child, quote, violated safety rules by taking his turn too quickly.
What is this? Kid thought he was fucking smart. They forgot the rules.
They blame this on the child.
I like that.
Yeah. Isn't it hilarious?
I mean, because it's refreshing because, you know, here in America, dude, we're not blaming anyone.
It would always be the robot's
fault. You blame it on the robot?
It's always the robot.
The small child did not follow the rules.
Yes, and is therefore disqualified.
You know, say what you will about the Russians, but...
Was it really a robot, though? Or was it being controlled by a man?
It was an arm. Well, no, it's like a... It's probably a... Like
AI?
It has, yeah. No, it has, like, eye software to, like, recognize the pieces.
Yeah, but we're talking about timing here, so it knows if the kid fucked up and is, like, breaks his finger on the next one.
It probably just says, like,
finger got
execute
in the way.
This routine as soon as you can. And it doesn't have any safety checks. It's not
going
to check if there's human meat in the way.
That's not fun anymore.
Why?
You wanted it to be like an intelligent...
Yeah, sentient.
You wanted this robot, this chess robot to pass the Turing test?
Yeah, he'd be counting the time and know that kid fucked up, so he grabs his finger and like breaks it.
Yeah, I'm going to teach you...
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Teach a lesson. Okay. You want a malicious robot.
That's what it is, though, right?
No, but you think...
That's what they're spinning.
No. They're spinning.
Or that's what it should be.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want this robot to be like, nah, kid, not your turn. Okay, and then make its move. When, in fact, the kid just got line of sight of this movement.
Yeah. See, you just dumbed down the story.
Yeah.
But you got another one.
Who?
Dead spiders work as, quote, necrobotic grippers to pick up heavy objects.
I love that.
So they
That's
took
like
these,
Robotech with spiders.
They took spiders, dead ass spiders, hooked them up with some electrodes and got them to move and pick shit up. What do you think?
Oh, wow, that's
Use
cool.
the animals' bodies.
But my body. Yeah, wolf spiders. What do you think?
Those are big, right?
They bred spiders and wolves. They crossbred spiders and wolves. So this is a 4'7" spider that they can control with electrodes after they kill it, which is a horrifying process.
Hey, do you think that's true that when if a wolf eats you, it starts with your asshole and it eats you from your asshole out?
So that you stay alive longer?
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't think that's
Makes
true.
Makes the meat taste fresher.
All Maybe right. they just like the asshole.
Yeah.
Because that's do this how they with communicate. Long pig?
What's that?
Do you think they could do this with long pig?
Yeah, that's probably what I was thinking.
I think you could. You could.
Like a Frankenstein? In our lifetime?
Yeah, I think they could probably do it right now if you'd let them.
But with like just, not with just electrodes. They got to be able to hold you up. Are they going to have like
maybe like install some shit in their bones?
Or an intro skeleton, whatever you call it?
I mean, maybe if they were... Yeah, exactly. They would have to have really fine control of the whole body.
It's just nerve control though, right?
Yeah, but it's a lot of nerves.
Yeah, and but
a
lot what if it could just be like nerve areas?
Yeah, but then it's going to be very imprecise.
For a while. But then technology will improve.
Okay, yeah, we got to get on this. We got to get on this Necrobots.
That's our band name.
They're just going to weaken the Bernie's it. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, in Slam City, since we're funding the research, we're going to make the dick wiggle first.
We have liftoff, is what I would say.
The dick has wiggle wiggle.
Speaking of dicks that perform very well, our king, Nick Cannon, welcomes baby number 8. His first with model Brie Tiesi, some WAP name. Beautiful Miracle. I don't know why that says. Oh, someone
that's,
said that
that's what he said, I believe.
Beautiful Miracle. 8 times? If you have 8 babies, can you call each one a miracle or
maybe
what?
To her.
Okay. This guy, what a ride we've been on with Nick Cannon.
Yes.
Nick and Cannon's hilarious.
I've come around on him, dude. I loved him.
He used to hate it.
He was in All That, right? Or something like that?
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's been coming around, too.
Am He's I making Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
Yeah. He was like married to Mariah Carey and had twins.
Was he not on some Nickelodeon shows?
No.
Nickelodeon programming?
I don't think so.
No.
Hold on. Just so people don't call me racist in this particular instance.
Right. You don't want to be...
I don't think it was All That.
Mislabeled racist.
Hold on. Okay. J-Mark, just cut this. Cut this part. Men in Black. No, that's film. All That! Fuck you! 1998 to 2000.
How many episodes?
It was 33. Like, it was later. It was later in the...
later, 98.
That. Yeah,
98.
Okay. It was
really?
That's why we don't remember 1998.
And so anyway, then Cannon took over All That?
I loved All That. I loved him as a kid. I thought he was funny. And then he like turns into this guy who hates Jews, you know? Remember that?
And then you really liked
him. No, I didn't like him in that. I said, hey, man, cut it out, dude. And then when I realized
he
that
the
he
Dave
was...
Coulier.
Then, like, I think a couple months ago, he got, like, 3 women pregnant around the same time.
Back to back.
Back to back, back to back.
Bear back to bear back.
Dude, 3-peat?
Yeah.
He did a 3-peat? And...
Tell me you couldn't
He
do
basically
that,
has twins.
That's right.
From 2 different ladies.
God, dude. So now he's back, twins. I don't even care about the Jew thing anymore. All That, 8 kids. Come on, dude. This guy's a king. Wildin' Out. Nick Cannon, call in.
Call in. Nick Cannon, call in.
I'll turn into what's a black
Diane
Israelite?
Sawyer?
I'll join you, dude. I'll be a fucking black Israelite.
As long as he calls in.
As long as you call in, dude. We're the real Jews, bro.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese special event ticket seller. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at selling out to the man. So set your alarms and start refreshing those browsers because these headlines are going fast. This is Burrito's Nippon News. Segment within a segment.
And
the man was very Bart Simpson this time.
Man.
We said Jim Brewer,
man.
But now he's doing Bart.
Man.
No, I was thinking like a hippie, an aging hippie, like still in the late 70s, still talking like that, even though.
Ouch, man.
Do you guys recall any existence of a song called Do the Bart Man?
Yes.
Is it a Simpson thing?
Yeah. It is a Simpson thing.
It was like a Simpson soundtrack.
I think it was like a dance, and it looked like the Pee Wee Herman dance.
Yeah. And you know who did backup vocals on that?
Hold on, can
Michael
I guess?
Michael Jackson.
The late Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good recall.
He was all over it. He was on, like
just because he was a big fan. He was a big fan.
Yeah, I know, but he was also a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog, and he did, like, the soundtrack of Sonic the Hedgehog 3, the game.
He wrote the whole soundtrack and performed it.
It's not as good as Sonic the Hedgehog 2, though. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, MJ.
Sorry, MJ.
Guys, the plan's about to land.
That's the worst thing he did, dude.
We're arriving in Japan Airport. And Burrito's going to pick us up.
1,600 empty seats at major Japanese gymnastics competition reserved by a single unpaying person.
Fuck.
Unpaying? Tell me about this, Burrito.
Yeah, how did they even reserve it if they're not paid for?
Okay, so the system in Japan is...
It's called the honor system.
Yeah, it's called the honor system there. So they had it to
I just now got
could,
it. I'm such an idiot.
Where they could reserve seats and then like pay for them later.
Yeah.
And so
they can't honor system.
That's why you don't do this shit.
Here's case in point.
A single person reserved 1,600 seats, mainly on like the second level.
Why would they allow that? Is it because it's like a corporate order?
They probably had 1,600
employees or something
email
that they could
addresses.
Fill it with?
It was two reservations. So the first time they made 600 reservations.
Oh, they have a cap?
And then,
800 person cap?
No, they don't. That's why. And then the second time they made 1,000. It's like the day later.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. In case you're wondering like why there's a cap on how many tickets you can buy at one time and also why you have to pay up front, this is a perfect
this
example.
Is because of this. Well, I brought this story up.
Why?
Because there was another story embedded in this story.
A story within a story within a story?
A story within a segment?
Jesus Christ. Hey, before we get started, I got a question.
What is it?
How deep does this rabbit hole go?
Yeah, you have to tell us. You legally have to tell us.
He's peeling back the layers of the onion right now.
Wow. Also, by the way, can we go back to say the Sega talk would have made sense because we are in the Japan mines right now.
This is straight from
Japan.
So
we could have talked more about Sonic, but you... Anyways, go on. Okay, so what's the story within a story?
The story within a story is that it sounded similar to another ticket-buying fiasco.
Fiasco, you say?
Yes.
Is it a copycat killer or is it the same guy?
Oh, my God.
Well, it was
is
before.
Is it a serial ticket?
It was 2 years before.
Uh-huh.
Where a man reserved 1,800 seats for some baseball games.
I liked his earlier work, dude.
Yeah.
But then he canceled all but two of them for himself, so
that's
he would have
dope
space
dope
around
shit.
Him.
Brilliant.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. What a real piece of
so
shit.
I would be so embarrassed to be there, though.
Right in the middle of like, yeah, what seat do you pick? The two in the front, right?
Yeah.
It's close to the action. This guy probably picked right in the fucking middle.
So what was it for, though? It was for a gymnast. What was that one for? I didn't
baseball the, game.
Yeah, it was for a baseball game. Yeah.
God, that's so funny that these guys, they never thought this would happen.
Maybe this guy was good for it, you know what I mean?
No. It's wild that they aren't getting paid up front.
Uh-huh.
Because they never thought the system would be abused.
I know it was a joke, but maybe it is an honor thing. They thought no one would ever do this.
They think maybe it could be someone that, you know, accidentally reserved tickets when they didn't mean to.
No. But that's why you charge them. Because they have to actually charge that shit to get that shit.
They would hold the card.
Yeah. Yeah.
It solves a lot of problems getting paid up front.
Mm-hmm.
This story just seems silly, Burrito.
It does. But speaking of getting a lot of things that you weren't supposed to.
Oh, wow. I thought it was just going to be getting a lot of things. I like that one better.
Speaking of things,
guys.
That you
weren't supposed to. Miyazaki City mistakenly sends over 2 million yen in meat to 140 people, instructs them to eat it anyway.
Yeah, wow. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're going to return the meat?
You can't get fucking returned meat.
Does that seem like a lot of meat, though?
Yes.
2 million yen?
So that's like
20 grand in meat?
Yeah.
That's a lot of meat. 140 people, what is that? What's
says,
that math? 20 grand
in meat?
See.
Like
about 140?
$120 per person in
that's
meat?
Doable.
That's good.
Especially got a freezer. Yeah, that's
doable. 16,500 divided by 140.
Hey,
oh,
math
we're getting way too granular here.
But,
I
got this.
But, what
I mean,
is it?
Yeah,
it's a gimmick.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a marketing scheme. It's like the first one's free.
The first taste is free.
Yeah, then everyone's going to get crazy on this meat.
This is insane, dude. To do a fucking $100 per person marketing scheme.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. It's got the headline here.
It actually wasn't a marketing scheme. So this is what, apparently, you can pay taxes to a different city, extra taxes, or send them money, like for smaller kind of like cities that don't really have a lot of people, like rural cities.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And they will send you gifts.
A gift basket.
Yeah.
Like what's those little boxes that you subscribe
to? Oh yeah, there you go.
Or
they send you a Japan box.
Yeah. So sometimes it can be like, you know, there's one city that gave air show seats. Someone gave a life-size bust of Kinshiro from Fist of the North Star. But this city was given tasty cuts of meat.
What kind
of
meat?
140 people.
Beef.
It's like, probably beef.
Kobe.
Miyazaki.
Mm.
Who? Yeah, so Miyazaki.
Special Miyazaki meat.
Is Miyazaki a name of something that's famous?
I mean, it's like city? Los Angeles, you know.
Is there a guy named Miyazaki?
Yeah.
Probably.
Hayao Miyazaki from Studio Ghibli.
That's who I'm thinking of. Yes.
He has his own city?
He's probably named from that city.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe not named, right? He probably has his name.
Spirited Away.
His name was Spirited Away from that city.
Good job, Brian. Great job.
I just was yelling a name I knew. The name of a movie that I knew.
Speaking of movies,
few mistakes. Oh. Train conductor left behind by own train in the Japanese countryside proves he didn't really need it.
What is this, amateur?
Wait, they're doing jokes now, dude? Come on. Cut it out with the headline jokes. Unless you're saying erected. Bullshit. The way Burrito wanted the thing to say, erected. Other than that, no more jokes and headlines.
Only erected jokes.
Yes.
If it's penis.
If it's a penis grave. Anyways.
So in a lot of trains in the countryside, the train stations don't have someone who mans them all the time. They're just kind of empty. And trains don't come very often. So you'll have two conductors, one at the front and one at the back. And when you pull into a train station, the one in the back jumps off and handles any of the ticket sales and stuff. And then when everyone's ready to go and everyone's on the train, he jumps back on and then they take off. Well, in this one, this guy stopped at a train station. He jumped off and then his other conductor just left.
No, dude. That didn't just happen.
Wait, what?
This is the craziest shit ever.
Arthur! Why are you doing this to my boy, dude? You know... You're a bully, dude. Fucking bully, bruh. You know?
You don't like my story?
I mean, it's crazy. You know?
Can you imagine reporting on this shit in America? Like, one office worker slights another. Jeremy stole Jim's bed. More news at 7.
This guy got 1,600 seats!
I mean, that's insane.
That wouldn't happen in America.
I know, but if it did, it would be insane.
Yeah, but why haven't they fixed that problem, dude?
I don't understand that part.
And I get there's the train fan culture and shit like that, but man.
I was enjoying the story because I was reminded of my train times in Europe, and I was thinking about how I missed the trains, you know, down in Africa.
So the next train station, though, was less than a mile away, so he just walked to the next one.
Okay, so it really wasn't all that big of a deal, I guess.
I bet he was mad.
They only had to wait for 18 minutes. Like, it was only delayed for 18 minutes. It was that close.
Wow. Do you think anyone bitched or they waited that 18 minutes?
They waited patiently.
See, that fucking pulls my heartstrings, man!
Art would be at an 8.5. And he wasn't even the guy that got left behind.
I'd be like, what the fuck happened?
At least he waited for him.
That is nice. This is a nice story.
Do you think he waited for him because he had to or because he was nice?
I think it's probably his job not to leave him behind. And if he showed up back at the office, he's like, hey, where's Jim? He's like, oh he's somewhere.
It's because he had to.
And now he's under investigation for killing Jim.
Well, also, if he stops at the next train station, he's going to have to get off and do all the stuff and then get back. He's going to have to do one for
He's going to have to
punch the fucking tickets.
No, thank you. That was the news. And this is What I Have Lounge.
What I Have Lounge.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Let's see. I felt so awkward with the silence, so I just jumped in, but I don't know what I had for lunch.
You know what you had for lunch. Talk about simp tipping.
Okay, yeah.
He had pizza.
Okay.
By the slice.
That's right.
What
was on that pizza is the question.
That's the real
question. Artichoke hearts.
No, I haven't done that one yet.
Okay. Treat yourself.
Let's see. Hold on.
Burrito, where do you sit with artichoke hearts?
I like them.
All right.
Okay.
Luxury item.
Especially artichoke dip. I like artichoke dip. But I've had them on pizza too, and I think they're pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a cured meat.
Canadian bacon.
Mm.
Reaching.
Oh, no, pepperoni?
Yes. And then there was a cheese. There was, how do you describe this texture? How do you describe
feta
this
cheese?
Texture?
Blue cheese?
No, don't just list them. Hold on a second. Frothy cum.
Oh, ricotta.
Yeah. But it's not really. It's more of like it's mealy a little bit.
Yeah. Grainy frothy cum.
Curdle.
I don't know. Have you ever had frothy cum? Maybe it has the same texture.
Frothy cum?
Frothy cum.
I think Brian only takes
What's
it direct.
Like, it's like whipped?
Whipped cum.
By the time he shits it out, it's brown.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't think it. I don't think Santorum. You shit out cum. I think it
your
just,
body
it gets
just
absorbed.
Uptakes it.
Yeah,
I bet you shit it out.
Tell
I bet
us
you
about
shit
it,
the massive loads out.
Yeah, let's say you have to take a massive dump after you just had a
no. Here's
a
the deal, dude. I
you.
Always look at my shits,
and
there's never
nary
cum.
A cum drop. Well, maybe your boyfriend's saving it for somebody else.
You're saying he's pretending?
He's faking it. Maybe he was already out
all
for
right.
the night,
and then he says, "Good game."
It was like round four for the night.
Like, if I had sex with a man, I wouldn't want him to say good game, dude.
Really?
I'd feel cheap. Like, this
like
is a game, dude.
Good game.
Chest bump.
Get oh, wrecked.
Man. I want a little smooch, dude.
Oh, wow.
Who wants to cuddle?
Yeah, anyways, pizza, pepperoni, ricotta. Not getting it again.
Oh, wow.
All those tips, but didn't.
I didn't hate the ricotta, but it was. It's not.
It's odd.
It's not going into the it's rotation. Different.
Try an artichoke hearts next time.
Yeah, I will.
They got them. Gemini Jackson, what'd you have for lunch?
I had
pizza by the slice as well.
Well, I'm going into a different day.
Oh, man.
Fried bread.
Fried bread.
I had some fried bread.
Deep, the Schlotzky's?
Yes. Where you want
deep fried bread.
You guys don't believe it's deep fried?
Is it not deep fried?
I mean, here's what I think happens. They have like a greased cast iron pan. Right, and then they throw it in an oven or something like that.
Yeah, maybe
it is absorbing.
It is
some
a greasier.
Grease.
It is a greasier bread than you would imagine.
Probably
bread would be
like a greased ass pan, bread pan,
and then grease on
the
top. Throw it in.
Yeah, maybe it's some
out.
Butter mixture. Yeah.
Maybe, but it feels wet.
It's wet,
not fried though.
What do I got?
The Philly cheesesteak or the roast beef?
No,
French dip.
No,
damn.
I don't even know what you got,
Burrito, what I got? Yeah, what
did you the original?
Nope.
Really?
Not that basic.
I don't know Schlotzky's sandwiches.
Just pick a sandwich.
Pick a
Call
sandwich,
Ty.
Maybe pick, tell me yours.
You got.
Tell me yours.
Was it turkey bacon ranch?
Yeah, no. We have turkey bacon guacamole.
Yes, but no bacon.
Oh, turkey guac.
Nice.
Avocado.
Bacon avocado. That's pretty good.
On that signature bun.
We're talking like 1,200 calories.
Sourdough bun.
What is it dressed with? Lettuce, tomato?
Uh-huh. Mike's way.
Really?
Yeah, they make a Mike's way, except not as wet. The wetness comes from the oil.
The oil in the bread.
Right. Wow. They have purple onions, which is possibly the best onion.
Oh, I like it.
I'm a Vidalia fan myself.
Wow. Basic.
What did you say?
Nah. Vidalia.
What's
a sweet
that?
Onion that grows in Georgia.
Oh, that sounds good.
Vidalia onions.
Vidalia.
Make a country song about Vidalia.
Yeah, there is a Vidalia by Brian McFly.
No, there Vidalia. Is a song. It's like something Alia. Anyways,
Azalea?
Call in if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Bye
hey,
day,
Nick Cannon, call in and tell us the
which
name
one?
Of that song. I bet Nick Cannon would know.
He probably has a wide range of music that he listens to.
Yeah.
He's a learned man.
Brito
learned
Bandito.
A lot of women, at least eight that I know of.
He's known them.
What
known
did you have them. For lunch?
Boomchi. I had some leftovers from last night, and it used to be
Fideo.
A circle.
It used to be a circle.
Pizza!
I also had pizza, yeah.
Wow.
You want to guess the ingredients?
Bell peppers.
No.
Flour, water, cheese, sauce.
Toppings, I mean, sorry. You want to guess the toppings? That's what I was trying to say.
Sausage.
No. Boomchi circles?
Pepperoni. Canadian bacon.
No. Boomchi white circles.
Oh.
Mushrooms?
Mozzarella.
No. Yeah, one of them mozzarella.
Some buffalo mozzarella.
Was it a margarita pizza?
It was not.
When you mean it?
Because the tomatoes on it were slightly different. Upscale.
Cherry tomatoes.
No.
Roma tomatoes?
Sun-dried tomatoes.
Sun-dried
tomatoes. Wow, he had some sundries on there.
Sundries with what?
And then something green.
Fresh mozzarella and... Basil.
Spinach.
Basil. That's right.
Basil.
That's what a fucking margarita
it's,
pizza
it's
is.
Like, it's a margarita pizza, but
what
with sun-dried tomatoes instead
of... sun-dried tomatoes instead of... Yeah.
Instead of fresh
regular.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Dude, it's
yeah.
still tomatoes.
No, it's different.
It's like a margarita-style pizza.
Oh,
come
I'm
on.
Sorry. I didn't know we were dealing with pizza patents, dude.
Dude, don't
couple
get fucking
pizza
started.
Don't fucking talk about pizza in this room.
Yeah, pizza patents.
Keep pizza out of your fucking mouth. Keep pizza out your fucking mouth.
Speaking of not having pizza... Shortest URL.
Taco.
Yeah.
Bell.
Dot co.
Some kind of burrito.
I had the thing that our Fearless and Greasy host, Brian and Gemini, have pre-show.
$5 box?
Yeah!
Trap! Best deal in
best $5 for your money.
And the best deal in fast food right
now. Three items. You get two kind of main course items, like a burrito taco thing, and then you get your cheesy fiesta potatoes, and you drink.
The $5 box from Taco Bell.
I mean, when was the last time you got, you spent $5 for a fucking meal?
Those bags are heavy when you get that.
Yeah, and wet.
It is heavy and wet.
And it makes you sour massive
in every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we had for lunch, and that was the show, boys.
Shove it up your ass.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! Da-dum. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Da-da-da.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!